It is a national holiday for all my fellow Star Wars fans. May the 4th be with you. So, ever since I was little, I've loved going to church, especially on Sunday nights. Because on Sunday nights, we'd get there a little early, and my preacher at the time, Brother Jim Estes, he would get with us, and we'd sing songs, and he'd ask us questions. Like, he'd ask us questions like, who wrote Romans? And we would answer Paul. And he'd ask us, who built the ark? We'd answer Noah. Well, one particular night, he asked us, who can say the books of the New Testament? And wouldn't you know, my little hand shot up. So he brought me up there in the front, in front of the entire congregation. But in the back sat my mom and my granddaddy. Well, my mom was horrified. She knew I didn't know the books in the New Testament. But I was up there anyway. So Brother Jim got me up there and he said, all right, Lucas, say the books of the New Testament. So I stood up there. I shrugged my shoulders, I cleared my throat, and I said, the books of the New Testament. And I sat back down. The entire church erupted with laughter, especially my granddaddy. Well, my mom didn't. She was kind of mad at me that I got up there and did that. But by next Sunday, guess who knew the books of the New Testament? This guy. Well, we'd also sing songs. And my favorite song that we would sing was The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rock. So we're going to have a little bit of a throwback this Wednesday. I want everybody to stand, and we're all going to sing The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rocks. I want hand motions and everything, please. Wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rains came tumbling down. Oh, the rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up, and the house on the rock stood firm. But the foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rains came tumbling down. Oh, the rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up, and the foolish man's house went. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessings come tumbling down. So the blessings come down as the prayers go up. The blessings go down as the prayers go up. The blessings go down as the prayers go up. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be seated. I also realized I know a little bit different version than everybody else. So that was probably my favorite song to sing growing up. Honestly, probably because I got to smack my hands together when the foolish man's house collapsed. But nonetheless, it does have a lot of significance with our sermon tonight. So I'm actually going to use this song as our 3 points. But before I talk about that, I know a little bit about building. Ever since I can remember, I've worked with my dad during the summers. He builds houses, he puts on metal roofs, all kinds of stuff like that. He even owns his own business, Russo Constructions, or as I like to call it, Russo and Sons. One thing I've learned from him is that you have to have a firm foundation for any house. And honestly, that's a biblical principle as well. For your house to be strong, your foundation has to be firm. So like I was saying, the song is going to relate to our points. And my points are 3 questions. 1, are you wise or are you foolish? 2, is your foundation made firm? And 3, are you ready for the storm?
And before we get started, I'd like to read the scripture again, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now, the first question I posed was, are you wise or are you foolish? Now, both the wise and the foolish were seeking the same things. They wanted safety. They wanted comfort. They wanted stability. And they had the same goal and the same desires, but they had dramatically different outcomes. Now, why was this? Why did they want the same thing, but different things come out? They were in the same place. They were hearing the same sermon from the same Jesus, but everything was different for them because Jesus says, like the wise man built his house upon a rock, he heard the words and he dug deep. Those in construction know that there are building codes, and the best builders follow these codes because they know that if they do, their buildings will have a strong foundation and will stand firm. Now, these codes and practices, they often require a little more effort. They may make the job take a lot longer and cost more money. But in the long term, in the long ending goal, it's worth more because that foundation will be much more strong. If we look at Luke's account of the story, we see in Luke chapter 6, 48 through 49, we see it says, he is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against the house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. Now, Luke's account of the sermon, it says the wise man was willing to dig deep. My dad's always tried to tell me that there are no effective shortcuts when you want to build and have a strong foundation. The foolish man, Jesus says, is the one who hears the words and teaching and finds them agreeable, but does not actively put them into practice. Now, let's give the foolish man some slack here. It wasn't like he purposely chose the wrong ground or he really wanted to fail. His failure was heeding in the instructions to dig deep, to see what kind of ground he was truly building on. Proverbs 19 and 2, desire without knowledge is not good, and whoever makes haste with his feet misses his way. There are always going to be aspects of Jesus' teachings that the world finds attractive or encouraging. But where these people stumble is Jesus' authority and acting upon it and seeing his instructions and following through with them. I've had unbelieving friends in the past. They like the concept of Christianity, and they see me live it out. But they don't think that having a strong foundation or having firm values and beliefs is something they really need. They just see the good things in Christianity and want to do that. They don't want to put in the hard work to build the foundation, to really dig deep to see what they're building on. Many want the benefits of dwelling in the king's house. Few want the responsibility of kingdom citizenship. Do you know what kind of foundation you're building your life on? Have you taken the time to look below the surface of your desires to see the house your life is on? Have you taken time to really dig deep? Are you like the wise man that desires to build his house upon the rock? So my second question I posed was, is your foundation made firm? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. We see in our story, both the wise and the foolish build very similar houses. You know, on the outside, they may not seem that different at all. They may be even in the same neighborhood. Even when people enter, they may see very few differences. We can easily focus on surface-level appearance and neglect the soundness of a foundation. No one ever comes into our house and says, let me check out your firm foundation, when everything on the outside seems perfect. When we begin to give foundation attention is when we see cracks on the outside and to feel the bends of the structure and see it flex, making it unstable. Sometimes problems in foundations develop slowly over time. Slow shifts can lead to dramatic changes over time that can make a home uninhabitable, even when there are few pressures on the outside of this house. The foundations we are resting and building our lives on regularly need to be surveyed and maintained. But if our foundations are fundamentally flawed or corrupt, no amount of surface maintenance can fix the foundation. It cannot hold what is under the cracks of the foundation. So, having a strong foundation built upon the rock, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that's what we're really after. That's what we really need, is to have that firm foundation built on Jesus. The final question that I have for y'all is, are you ready for the storm? Matthew chapter 7, verse 25 says, you will discover why I ask this. Jesus says, "And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against the house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock." Jesus doesn't pull any punches here. Just look at the word "and" in chapter 7, verse 25. Jesus doesn't say, if the rain falls, or the floods came, or if the wind blows. He says, "And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against the house." Jesus tells you straight up that there are going to be storms in your life. And without a strong foundation, you won't be able to overcome them. And if you walked with Christ for any length of time, you know that people who walk with Christ have the same cries as people who don't walk with Him. Obedience to Christ does not mean you will not get rained on. Anyone who tells you that Christian life is all sunshine and rainbows is lying to you. Nevertheless, the storms are what really test us. Living in the sunshine of life doesn't tell us much about ourselves. Anyone can build a house that can withstand a sunny day and still winds. It's the storms that reveal our strength of our foundations. When you build on the rock, you must expect storms, because only storms can show the wisdom around you to the whole world. My favorite example of this in the Bible is probably Job. He withstood one of the biggest storms, I think, throughout the Bible, and yet he was still faithful. We see in Job chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, "Then Job arose and tore his robes and shaved his head and fell on the ground in worship, and he said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave and the Lord taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.'" In all of the struggles he had, in all the storms of his life, he did not charge God with wrong nor sin against him. We saw that even in the storms, he praised God and did not curse him. And I think as Christians, that's how we should be. We shouldn't curse God for sending storms in our lives. We should praise him because he knows that we can withstand the storms of life if we have our foundation strong enough. Sometimes the storm roars in as you're pounded by sickness or fear of death. Perhaps you learn you have cancer or another life-threatening disease. Maybe a loved one suddenly passes away. Maybe you develop a nagging injury that just won't go away. And maybe you begin to feel your age, and that just discourages you to no end. Times like these really reveal what your foundation is truly made of. Sometimes the storm is a crushing personal loss. Maybe you lose a job that not only provides you financial security, but also provides you with self-esteem and a personal security. Your carefully built stock portfolio suddenly destroyed. It's like a tornado roaring through your comfortable life and everything that you have built. And when you realize that you haven't built up your security like you have counted on, everything in your life can come tumbling down, and you can see the exposed, faulty foundation of your life. In many cases, your foundation may be tested by prosperity. Prosperity comes like a spring rain. You're convinced that it's going to turn your life into a green and lush life. But when prosperity keeps coming and coming, it can develop into a large destructive force, as damaging as any storm that can come through your life. What you gain, not what you lose, often serves as the supreme test of your foundation. More men and women have been knocked off their spiritual foundation through great gain rather than great loss. In 1992, Hurricane Andrew destroyed thousands of homes in South Florida. Yet, in an area where wreckage seemed like a war zone, there was one house that stood still, firmly anchored to its foundation. Now, when a reporter asked the homeowner why his house had not been blown away, he replied, "I built it myself. I also built it according to Florida State Building Code. When it called for 2x6 roofing trusses, I used 2x6 roof trusses. I was told that a house built according to the code can withstand a hurricane, and that's what it did." When personal storms come, many lives will be destroyed and left in shambles. But if your foundation is firm, and if it is on Jesus, the one true rock, you can withstand absolutely any storm that comes your way. Now, I presented these three questions to you, and hopefully that you can see that if you have your life built on the rock, Jesus Christ, upon his firm foundation, that you can be a wise man with a strong foundation that can withstand any storm. Because with Jesus, we can withstand any storm. We can weather it all. If you're here tonight, and maybe you've realized you have some cracks in your foundation, and you're ready to help repair those, or maybe you realize you're ready to build your foundation upon the rock that is Jesus Christ, so one day we can live in an eternal home made perfect by him, will you please come now as we stand and as we sing?